You're on your Classy Kids Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and this week we've heard about some fat paychecks being offered to doctors to work as locums in regional communities, some paying up to $2,600 a shift, which is, well, enough to make me considering changing my line of work from media to medicine. Joined by Dr. John Williams, Vice President of the Australian Medical Association South Australia. John, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
So I guess how desperate are we that this much money is being offered to doctors for as little as one shift?
Yeah, look, it's really shows the desperation of rural communities. I guess it has to be, I mean, I guess it's really frustrating for doctors that are in rural. I mean, we have been talking for a long time to SA Health about things that would improve recruitment and retention of GPs. And I have to say, they would have cost a lot less than what they're paying the locums. And then it's really disheartening for the GPs that are here that they're offering the locums these extremely high rates, but they wouldn't step in earlier to support GPs at our request.
I guess, yeah, so, more beds, more equipment, and also just paying our doctors in general better in the regions. It seems like, they're getting gypped.
Yeah, I think most rural doctors feel that way. They feel that they were ignored by Health SA, and now we're losing doctors because they feel unsupported in rural, and then they're replacing them and paying premium prices for locums. We're great. It's great that the locums are coming, but a local doctor can do, is a far better service than just flying in a doctor to replace them short term. So this is really, it seems really short sighted of Health SA. You know, why not support your local GPs? They do a great job. They do it at a great price. They're really committed. And I've just bypassed them and then paying locums at premium prices. And all rural doctors are just shocked and angered by this, that they wouldn't support them, but then they're throwing money to fill the gaps with locums.
I guess with locums as well, how many positions are available for locums? And with the high price point that they are throwing their way, it sounds like it's a more costly initiative than setting up a nice groundwork to support rural doctors and make it a more attractive place to work and have long-term doctors come into those positions.
That's exactly right. It's just short-sighted. We're in the middle of contract negotiations for the future of rural GPs. We want to make it an attractive place for our young doctors to come. They're voting with their feet. They're going to interstate, the eastern states, where their conditions are better. So it doesn't seem fair that they're not willing to offer South Australian doctors fair national rates to do the work in rural, and then paying locums at much higher rates than we're requesting to do the same work. So it really doesn't seem to make any sense at all.
I guess it incentivizes doctors to take that temporary position rather than commit to the region.
Yeah, that's right. And that's exactly what's happened. We've lost some of our junior doctors to doing the locum work. They're paid better to do the locum work rather than to kind of stay in a community and support that community. So what we're asking for from the AMA and Rural Doctors Association, is a long-term plan that builds a stable base of rural GPs that can support our rural communities.
One thing I did see this afternoon was a regional hospital in Victoria want to bring in medical students to address shortages, of course, in the context of COVID-19 surges. But is that something we could be doing here, like making placements in regional hospitals a bigger part of the med school curriculum?
I think that would help. I mean, we have medical students come to rural, and we know that they enjoy that and they get excellent training and they do actually really well in their exams. So putting medical students into rural But we need the doctors there to support them. We can't put medical students into hospitals on their own. So we need a stable GP workforce to support medical students, also interns, and also GP trainees. Paying, like I said, a premium service, undermining local GPs, is just undermining that the future of rural general practice and rural health altogether.
Mm. Undermining the current GPs in the regions, what else should SA Health be doing differently to make it a better workplace, a better environment for potential long-term doctors?
There need to be good support mechanisms. So for some areas we have them. So in cardiology and stroke services, we have great rural support services where specialists directly give advice to GPs and provide them with other support. So this needs to be across all specialty areas for rural. We know that we can improve the services and make it as good as metro, as a city, by putting in these support services. So they need to be provided for all specialty services. So that is a big part. You know, for young doctors going to rural, they need to feel that they are supported, and they have people to offer them advice and help them through some difficult situations. And that's in no way unreasonable, and it's all quite possible. And we know that, you know, it's far better and cheaper to provide the care for people in their own communities rather than to make them travel. So we just need to put in those services for our rural communities and those support for our rural doctors.
And I guess just for the context of it all, just how in need of consistent doctors, you know, long-term doctors, are we in the regions at the moment? Where are some of the biggest gaps to be filled?
I think the more remote you go, the more difficult it is to fill it. So, and it's probably reflected over most of rural, but even the areas close to Adelaide are having trouble recruiting doctors as well. But here, for instance, here in Port Lincoln, we are at one quarter workforce, so it's one GP per 2,000 patients, whereas in metro it's on average one GP per 500 patients. So we're at one quarter workforce. So that's why people are having trouble getting in to see their GP, why they can't get an appointment quickly, why the GPs are so busy, because we're basically at one quarter workforce.
And I guess with only a one quarter workforce, in the context of, you know, 2021, we are dealing with a pandemic. If South Australia were to see an outbreak, how would our regional communities fare if we are seeing these doctor shortages? Would we be prepared to handle outbreaks?
We're already stretched, so it would be really difficult to manage an outbreak in our rural communities. Again, we're urging all our communities, everyone, to get vaccinated. We know that will reduce the pressure on our health services and protect people, keep people from dying and needing hospital. So vaccination is really important. But also we need commitment from Health SA that rural general practice and rural doctors will be supported in this, and extra services will be provided when we need them.
No worries. Well, John, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, thank you so much.
Dr. John Williams, Vice President of AMA SA, on your Classic It's Breakfast.